Just a Girl residency kicks off at the Zappos Theater on June 27th, and we have Gwen Stefani on the phone. Hi, Gwen.
Woo. Wow, boom, here I am.
Oh,
hey,
my
guess
gosh.
What? Hey, Mercedes in the morning. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you back on the show. How have you been?
I'm excited. Did I ever tell you about one of my, like, makeup inspiration girls that I knew from high school that her name was Mercedes?
I think we talked about
yes.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, shout out to her. She really taught me a lot about putting makeup on while we were in class, and she would put makeup on during class. So, I owe a lot to her. I love her.
Well,
so,
since you brought up makeup, I have to ask. And I can't believe I've never asked you this before. And all the times we've talked to you, what is your red lipstick of choice? You have the perfect red, and I cannot figure out what color that is.
And the thing is I don't have one, and that's what. And you'll ask all different people tell me. Oh, they ask me that too, and. Because I through the years, I really go for the only answer I can say to that right now is more of a blue red. But even when I say that, do you know what that means? Like that's like a more in the hue of blue because it goes from blue to orange, and orange for me not so much. But the thing is that I'm just starting to talk about doing my own makeup line. I'm in the work. Like I had a meeting about it yesterday,
oh,
and like
nice.
I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna make you. The perfect red, and then I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
But it might take me like 2 years, but I'm going to do it.
Please do this. I seriously, there's so many makeup looks that you have that inspire me, and I try to do them like your perfectly lined eyes. I loved your look when you were like, oh, my gosh, the look you had on your face when you were watching Blake perform where you had the nude lip and the straight hair.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just I love makeup, and that's one of the things that's really exciting about Vegas because I get to wear a lot of makeup. And the thing is that even yesterday I was sitting with all my dancers and we had them come in like one at a time to talk about hair and makeup. And I literally like sat there and was like, okay, so next week we're going to go, we'll get in my hotel room in Vegas and I'm going to like put my makeup on and you guys can just watch how exactly I do because that's what I want you guys. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's all putting the show together for me is literally like a dream. It's like, I definitely think it's the best show I've ever put together because it's Vegas. It's so inspiring. There's so much to be like, I'm competing with Vegas. Like I have to bring it. So it's a pretty big deal.
Well, Gwen, we are so excited about the start of your residency, which is June 27th. We're giving away tickets all week long. Question is, will you bring the entire family? Will your kids be here experiencing Las Vegas?
They sure will. They have no choice. I think actually the first week, my opening week, they have summer school, and I tried to get them out of it, and I was like, I'm working, and that's a big deal. Like, oh, my God, no, it's mandatory. I was like, oh, my God, these poor kids. But whatever. Like, so I'm going to have to fly them out on that Friday, and they're going to be there. And we did it like a little bit of a trial run when we went to the award show about a month ago for Blake. He did an award show out there, and it was fun. They were excited. They liked the glamour. You know what I mean? They're like, they're all about a hotel room. You know what I mean? Because when they were kids, they toured. So they kind of, I think that's in them. So it's going to be fun.
Can I ask you a question about Blake
yeah.
and something that he did? And I saw his reaction. I was just dying to know what your reaction was. He was on with Jimmy Fallon. And I love his relationship with Jimmy Fallon. It's a really cool bromance. Rice wine and everything. I can't get enough of it. But they were doing like a guess that song game. And they started
yeah.
playing one of your songs. And he had no clue.
What?
Well, that's what's funny. It's so our whole thing is such a mystery, like that we would end up together because, I remember, like we were together kind of for a while, and he came in and he was like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't realize I was in the car." And the song came on, and I didn't even know it was your song. And it was like, "Hey, baby."
Oh, my gosh.
Like, she was like, "I didn't know that was you." Like, I had no idea. And I was like, "Yeah, that's my song." And it's so funny because even, like, back when one of his first girlfriends he ever had, like, I guess, like, when he was younger, she was a huge No Doubt fan. And she had, like, me and No Doubt, like, plastered all over the walls. And, like, they'd be, like, making out. And, like, I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so weird to think that, like, that back then he knew me, but I had no idea he existed. Like I didn't know him at all, like until I met him on The Voice. So I didn't know one of his songs, and it's unbelievable to me to have my eyes opened up to a whole genre of music that I did had no idea about. But it's like he has like 25 number one like hits like in a row or some like he's like the Michael Jackson of country music. Like it's kind of ridiculous. And very inspiring to be around someone that's just so, like, humble but so great. Anyways, it was just, it's really exciting to share this with him now because, like, with everything I've been through in my life and then now to be doing this show, it's like, it feels like that cherry on top, like that reward that I just never, I never expected ever, ever, ever.
I can't wait to see the show.
It feels so natural to do, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because you've been doing this for a while, but I love how you constantly evolve and like talking about the No Doubt shows. I don't know how many No Doubt shows I've seen, and then I saw you on your solo and with the Harajuku girls. Like I've been to so many of your shows, so I'm excited to see what you do with the Las Vegas show. And I know one person that comes to perform in Vegas is Garth Brooks, and when he performs sometimes he'll bring on Trisha Yearwood to do a song. Is there any possibility that you'll bring on Blake to do a song with you?
We haven't talked about that yet, but honestly, when he toured, I came up like almost every night.
You're like, you owe me one.
A little attention. No, I love getting on stage with him. And, you know, he came on my tour a bunch of times. We did because we wrote two songs together now, which is crazy. He doesn't really like writing that much, which is such a waste. I'm like, I'm always trying to say, what are you doing? Like, you're so good at it. What do you want? He just, I don't know. He works so much, but I don't know. We'll see. I can't imagine that he wouldn't at some point. You know what I mean?
Well, you're going to kill it. We know you are. It's such a welcome addition, and we're so glad that we're going to be able to consider you one of our town's headliners now. We're so grateful that you took the time to call in this morning, Gwen.
Thank you. I love talking to you guys, and I'm super excited, and I'll see you guys out there a lot.
Absolutely.
Make sure you put 4 in the morning on the list, short list.
No, don't. Stop. Do not do that.
Love you.
There will be songs that will not be played.
Oh, no.
All of the hits will be played.
Okay. Well, we love you regardless. I can't wait to see the show. Thanks, Gwen.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't be mad that I requested that song.
Mercedes has Mercedes has a playlist for Gwen.
She's like, no, don't.
And then start off with the song, and song 3, do this.
And you can switch it up from night to night if you'd like.
Absolutely.